It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. A double birthday day for members of Men at Work. We hear a song from them here. Ron Streichert celebrating today. He is 65 years old. And John Rees from Men at Work. He turns, if you can believe it, 71 years old today. Happy birthday to both. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're talking with Alan Dershowitz. His new book is The Price of Principle: Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Alan, you told us before the break about some of your experiences on college campuses, not being invited anymore. You taught for a long time at Harvard Law School. You have experience with what happens on college campuses. Is this cancel culture, is what you're feeling and experiencing now, did it begin on the college campuses and emanate out from there? Is that where it started?
I think so. I think college campuses have been the course of many of the best and worst phenomena in history. And Nazism started at the University of Berlin and other universities. Communism was very popular in universities. Fascism. Young people tend to be extremists, and they look at issues with little nuance, and faculty members tend to also be extremists. They don't have to live in the real world. They live in their ivory towers. And the problem today is this was always the case. But when I taught at Harvard for 50 years, I never expressed a personal opinion in class. Nobody knew what my personal views were. I didn't want to ever teach the students what to think. I wanted to teach them how to think. Today, classes are propaganda vehicles. Students are graded down. And there are two predominant issues, both of which cause a kind of Trump derangement syndrome is one of them. You cannot say anything about Donald Trump except that he's fascist and like Hitler. And the other thing is the Israel derangement syndrome. If you mention the word Israel on a college campus today, you cannot have a rational discussion. People become insane. People become deranged. They won't have a calibrated discussion. So I was prepared for Trump derangement syndrome because I experienced Israel derangement syndrome for many years earlier. And yes, it is the college university campuses today, and it's largely the fault of university presidents and deans who are unwilling to take a stand, unwilling to stand up against bigotry, unwilling to have really free speech for everyone. For them, it's free speech for thee, but not for thee. Today, to be a university president, you have to essentially be a coward.
Alan Dershowitz, The Price of Principle is the book. I wanted to ask you about something that's happened just this week in Wyoming, where Liz Cheney lost her primary race to another Republican in the race to be reelected to Congress. Liz Cheney would say the price that she paid for her principle was not being renominated for Congress. She would say that her integrity cost her the consequence of not being in Congress anymore. Is she an example of paying the price of principle?
It could be. It could be. It could also be that she knew she was going to lose, and so she adapted her views to make her more popular. She's now being promoted as a potential Democrat presidential candidate. I don't know what went through her mind. She was a rabid conservative. She actually made a statement a couple of years ago in which she accused Democrats who were pro-abortion or anti-restrictions on abortion of wanting to kill children when they were 10 days out of the womb. Totally made-up story. She was an extreme reactionary on issues like abortion. And today, she's the darling of the liberals, because today there's a rule among the left. If you're anti-Trump, anything you say, it's okay. Let me give you an example. Professor Lawrence Tribe, my former colleague at Harvard, was on CNN, and he told them that he was trying to persuade his former student, Merrick Garland, to prosecute Donald Trump for attempting to murder Vice President Mike Pence. Attempting to murder. Now, that is the dumbest thing a law professor has said in the 60 years that I've been involved in law school. There isn't a single rational person who thinks that there's evidence of attempted murder. You know, to prove attempted murder, you have to prove a specific intent and a plan. Steps have to have been taken. It's just absurd. And yet he is not canceled. he's welcome back. Why? Because if you're anti-Trump, you're okay. The ends justify the means. The end is let's get rid of Trump. The means, trash the Constitution, crash the law, trash logic, trash common sense. Just get Trump. That was what happened in the 1950s with communists. Just get the communists. Root them out of the government, no matter what it takes, no matter how many constitutional rights you have to violate to do it. Get the communists. Get Trump. It's the same phenomenon.
Alan Dershowitz, The Price of Principle is the new book. We've got about 90 seconds here. A lot of discussion, not just here today, but elsewhere, about free speech and the ability to say what you think and not be canceled. But due process, I think there's a real problem here, too. Are we forgetting or are we overlooking the threats here to due process rights as well?
Absolutely. It's due process for me, but not for thee. If you're accused of sexual misconduct, if you're accused of anything supporting Trump, there's no process. Then nobody cares. You're presumed, not only presumed guilty, you are irrebuttably presumed guilty. There's no way you can disprove it. Look, the hard left doesn't care about due process. They want to achieve their goals. Lawrence Tribe doesn't care about due process. Caroline Kennedy doesn't care about due process. They care about getting Trump. That's it. And that's the road to tyranny, when you forget about due process. So, you know, right now the mantra is free speech for me, but not for thee. Due process for me, but not for thee. Equality for me, but not for thee. People don't want real equality or meritocracy. They want their group to end up on top. Mm-hmm. They want preferences for them, preferences for ideologically pure people on the hard left. That's what they want. So the three basic fundamentals of my life and the three principles that I've stood for 60 years, free speech,
Alan, people are going to have to grab the book to find out. We're out of time. The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequence.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.